This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emily Rose Segura. Date of birth is October 29, 2004. Case ID number is 707-3441. Date of exam, December 5, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and a report from La Jolla Children's Clinic dated 8/16/2023. Identifying information, this is a 19-year-old single female with no children who presented to the Office for a Disability Evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder / depression / anxiety / attention deficit hyperactive disorder and anemia / weakness / fatigue. The claimant is not employed and has never worked. She is presently in the 12th grade and is in regular classes. She lives with her mother, who is a provider, who works 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. They live in a trailer with other family members. And the claimant is receiving disability benefits at this time and has received them for approximately 4 years. She, as noted earlier, is trying to graduate from the 12th grade and is not in a special ed class at this time. Allegations, number one, bipolar disorder / depression / anxiety / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number two, anemia / weakness / fatigue. History of allegations, number one, bipolar disorder / depression / anxiety / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant states that since 2020, the claimant has had the diagnosis of all these different disorders. She was receiving psychiatric help and was seeing Dr. Francisco Torres, who assisted her in her psychiatric disorder. The mother states that she suffers from sadness, crying spells, occasional violent acts, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, occasional increase and decrease appetite, apathy, decreased concentration and motivation, and anger. She states that her hygiene is fair, but that she does not like to bathe every day, and they struggle in having to bathe her. She also does not brush her teeth every day and does not like to wash her hair. She has decreased energy frequently, secondary to the anemia. Her general appearance was not well kept, and she was wearing pajamas to the office visit. She was cooperative, but she had poor eye contact with me. The claimant states that she has fear of talking to people and also has fear of death. She appeared to be fairly alert and was oriented times four. However, she did not understand why she was there for the office visit. Initially, her attention / concentration is fair. Her mannerisms are normal. Her speech was very quiet and soft-spoken and appeared to be somewhat shy. She is not very articulate with her speech and her speech clarity is fair to poor. The speech rate was slow, and her tone was depressed and quiet. Her memory was fair, and her thought processes were also fair. She states that she has no friends, and she is passing her grades, but barely with B's, C's, and D's at this time. There are no abnormal thought processes at this time, but the claimant states that she sees little things running around her room, and she has attempted to kill herself, commit suicide multiple times by cutting her forearm. She has been hospitalized 6 times for suicidal attempts and states that she often hears her name being called. The claimant does suffer from bipolar disorder, and her mood was flat and depressed for the time. She suffers also from anxiety and depression. The mother states that they have frequent fights and arguments with her because of her not being cooperative with them. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana, and apparently she smokes marijuana every day, although she states the last time she used it was in October. The claimant also has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 2 years. She drinks socially. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. She is not working at this time and has no plans for the future. At the present time, she appears to be stable. She is on Latuda. It's a antipsychotic medication, atypical, and she presently takes 50 milligrams BID. Her condition is stable but guarded at this time, secondary to the multiple suicidal attempts. She does have multiple scars of where she cut herself on the right forearm, which are approximately 10 to 20 scars. Allegation number 2, anemia / weakness / fatigue. The mother also states that since 2020, the claimant has suffered from anemia, weakness, and fatigue, where she feels very tired and fatigued and has no motivation to do anything but sleep. Her periods are irregular, and she states that she has very heavy periods. She was told that she had vitamin B12 deficiency, but is presently being given iron sulfate, 325 milligrams TID. Her last H&H, which was on June the 16th, 2022, was hematocrit 30.2 and hemoglobin 9.5. Her platelets were 457. The claimant does have a microcytic anemia. Her condition is being treated, and there is no recent H&H to evaluate her condition at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room, but she is able to dress herself. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Francisco Torres. She takes no pain medications at this time, and her physical activity includes playing with her phone and taking care of her dogs. However, her mother stays, so she does not feed them or care for them, and she ends up having to do it. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, occasionally doing light housework, helping with the laundry, and frequently and going to school during the day. Family history, non-important at this time. Medications, Latuda, atypical antipsychotic, 50 milligrams BID. Medical problems, obesity, morbid obesity, iron deficiency anemia, acanthos nigrans, depression, headaches, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, an attention deficit hyperactive disorder, with a history of suicidal attempts, 6. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 2 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that she does smoke marijuana daily when she can get a hold of it. The last time she used it was in October of 2023. Communicable diseases. The family members deny any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 251 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 inches. BP 144 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate 84 beats per minute. Respiration, 20 respirations per minute, BMI 47.5, general. This is a ...19-year-old female who appears to be younger than her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to not be a very reliable historian, presented to my office for a disability examination. HEENT. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant did have rings in her nose and in her lip area. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Could you please drop down to the neck area? There was acanthosis nigrans noted around the claimant's neck area, indicating possible signs of early diabetes or metabolic syndrome. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to the skin after the last sentence? There are multiple cut scars on the left forearm of greater than 10, where the claimant tried to commit suicide. She has attempted at least 6 suicidal attempts with 6 hospitalizations. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented 3, and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fairly fluent, and her mood was flat and depressed for the time. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was concentration was fair to good, and she was oriented to time, place, and person, but not the situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were +2 bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue secondary to anemia. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to bipolar disorder, depression / anxiety, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, with suicidal attempts ×6, with psychotic features. Probable diagnoses: 1, bipolar disorder, - being treated at this time. The claimant does have psychotic features and does not appear to be completely stable at this time. Depression / anxiety - confirm with psychiatric evaluation. She is not being treated with antidepressants, but is on Latuda 50 milligrams BID. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder - confirm, most likely coming from her psychiatric disorders. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emily Rose Segura.